Blog Talk Radio.
I need you, Jesus.
I need you.
need you touch me now. Holy Spirit, fall fresh on me. I need you touch me now. The shadow of my presence, you can abide. And like Ezekiel, with dry bones in the valley, I blow and release my wind and my glory. So shadow of my breath, you can abide. And like Ezekiel, with dry bones in the valley, I got everything under control.
Hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, the Son, and His blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace, hallelujah, be multiplied unto you in the name of Jesus. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Let us pray. Abba, Father, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you, Abba, Father, for keeping watch over us as we slept. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your love, O God. We bless you and we thank you. We honor you. We give you glory. We magnify your name. We thank you for this is the day that you have made. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness, your grace, your love, your mercy. Oh, Father God, where would we be without you? We bless your name. We give you glory. We give you honor. We magnify you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, we welcome you this morning. In the name of Jesus, we acknowledge your presence in our midst. We thank you for your presence. In your presence, there is fullness of joy. Holy Spirit, move in our midst in the name of Jesus. Move in our hearts in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we thank you. We bless you, Holy Ghost. Do what you do best. Let the name of Jesus Christ be glorified and honored. We thank you, Holy Ghost. We bless you. In the name of Jesus, oh, Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us. We pray for a fresh anointing. Not the anointing from yesterday, but fresh anointing for this morning, oh God. Oh, Father God, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. We come to thy throne of grace this morning, and we ask for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy upon us, oh God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us. We have sinned and fallen short of your glory. Have mercy. Let the blood of Jesus wash us and cleanse us. Let the blood of Jesus purify us, O God. Let the blood of Jesus sanctify us, O God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. Thank you for the blood, the blood, the blood. We soak every cell, every tissue, every organ, every system in our bodies in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus flow like a tsunami. In the name of Jesus, the blood protect us. Oh, Father, we thank you for the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Father, this morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, oh, Father God, we put the full armor on. We ask you, Lord, to be a wall of fire around us and a glory within us. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord, that you send your holy angels to assist us, to minister to us, and to do your biddings in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you. We bless your name, Jesus. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your goodness, oh God. We bless your name, Jesus. We praise your name, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We glorify your name. We bless your name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We adore you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We bless your name. We give you glory. Thank you for those that are here this morning. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord, for their families, their children, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, bless their homes. Bless them, oh God, in a special way. In the name of Jesus, show them the steps to take and the steps not to take. Release your supernatural favor upon them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let them not lack, oh God, anything, oh God. In the name of Jesus, provide for them according to your riches in glory in Christ Jesus, oh God. In the name of Jesus, shield them with your favor. In the name of Jesus, oh Father God, we bless you. We thank you for each and every one. Hallelujah. No weapon fashioned against them shall prosper. Hallelujah. And every tongue that rises against them in judgment shall be condemned. Hallelujah. We adore you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray, amen and amen. I want you to turn your Bibles with me, please. Good morning to those of you that's just joining. To Psalm 127. Psalm 127. It says, unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. It is vain that you rise up early and go late to bed, eating the bread of angels, for he gives to his beloved sleep. Unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain. Hallelujah. Unless the Lord builds a house, those who build it labor in vain. You don't go to God and say, Lord, build this house. That house should be a plan called divine plan and purpose. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Have we allowed God to build us up? Ask yourself, because the Holy Spirit dwells in you. When he dwells in us, we surrender to him. We allow him to lead us. We follow him and allow him to lead us and guide us. Many times we make plans and put it before God. But that's not the way we have to order wrong. God has to release his plans to us. And those plans have to be, God's plans are part of our destiny. That's why before you come with, you do anything, you ask God, show me what the plan for my ministry, show me the plan for my life. Instead of trying to do these things on your own, because that means you're laboring in vain. And nobody wants to labor in vain. That means you're wasting your time. Because you're doing it your way, not the Lord's way. You already started doing a project, then you go and ask God, can you be a part of it? But he's supposed to be first. Hallelujah. building your house of integrity, building your house of righteousness, building your house of character. That house that is in you, which is the Holy Ghost, he's moving in your life. You have to surrender to him. Let the mind of Christ be in you, mind of Christ. If the Holy Spirit is in you, and we know he's there, you have to be careful. What are you doing? What do you speak? What do you say? You do not want to hinder the Holy Spirit or grieve the Holy Spirit. You grieve the Holy Spirit with negative thoughts. You grieve the Holy Spirit with negative words. You grieve the Holy Spirit when you disobedience. You grieve the Holy Spirit when you're not walking in the will of God. And when that grieving comes from the Holy Spirit is there, but he doesn't do anything, and he will let you do what you want to do, and you're wasting your time. That's what a lot of ministers wasting time, because they're not allowing God to do it. They're doing it themselves. They have never gone to God and said, what is the plan for my ministry? What is the plan for my life? They have never sat down to ask God. How many of you have sat down to ask God? Or I suppose not ask, but have you listened to what he said? Have you listened to what he said? Unless the Lord builds the house, your labor, who wants to do something all day and there's nothing out of it? So that means if you're not allowing him to build the house, his temple within you, what happens if something happened to you? You're not going to go to heaven because you have been doing it your way. You want to do it, it has to be your way or no way. And it's wrong. We're in Christ, but yet and still we lie. When you lie, what are you doing? The Holy Spirit is there. When you lie, he's watching you. He's right there. How can you lie? Then you want him to come and help you. You have to walk into God as a spirit. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. You got to allow him to move in the life of your children, move in your life, move in your situation. You don't be presumptuous. David always inquired of God. David will ask God, should I fight this battle? Should I do this? David never was presumptive to say, okay, just because God did it this way this time, he will do it the same way the next time. No, every time David went to God, God showed him a different way, a different strategy. Amen? So we have to allow and stop trying to control things in our lives. Controlling, and when we start losing control, we act like little children. Instead of allowing the Holy Ghost to come and build you up, your character, my integrity. You want the Holy Spirit to do it. Until people see Christ in you. Hallelujah. And the glory of God that is upon your life, because you have allowed, you have not let the world interfere with you, but you have allowed the Holy Spirit not just to come and reside, but come and take complete control of your life. Hallelujah. And that's when you start walking with God, reading, studying, knowing God on a personal level, relationship Hallelujah. Unless the Lord build a house, your labor is in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. Because when the Lord built the house, it's not in vain. When he watches over the city, it's not in vain. You keep predators and things away. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. So are you going to allow God? Everybody say amen, amen, amen. No. Say amen from in your spirit, man. Allow him to take control of your life. God's ways are not man's ways. Man's ways are not God's ways. God's ways are higher. But do you trust God to allow him to drive that car, drive that plane, ride that thing, and you sit back and relax because he's an all-knowing God? Do you trust him? Or do you keep putting your hands there because you don't think he's moving fast enough? Wait on the Lord. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he will strengthen thy heart. Do be anxious, but in everything, take it to God with prayer and supplication. Take it to the Lord in prayer. He has the best answer. Your friends don't have the answer. Your answer lies in Jesus Christ. Take it to him in prayer. Let him be your friend, the best friend that you can have. Don't take his anointing for granted. You can do so before familiar with the anointing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's a saying, familiarity breeds contempt. And that's why we have to be very careful. Allowing God to come in, take preeminence in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Unless the Lord builds the house, you labor in vain. Hallelujah. Father, we bless you and we thank you for this word this morning. We surrender our lives to you. We surrender our destiny to you. Forgive us for building our houses on our own. Oh, Father God, let the Holy Spirit touch us and restore us in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, move in the lives of our children in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, lead us and guide us, oh God. Show us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, bless this nation in the name of Jesus. Give them discerning of what is happening in the name of Jesus. Open their spiritual eyes, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we bless you. Ah, thank you, Jesus. Build our house within us. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We glorify your name. Blessed be the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Take time and meditate on that scripture. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Well, I'm not going to keep you. I am Apostle Marco Buraboyu. We thank you for joining us. And I pray that you would hold the word close to your heart, Psalm 127, verse 1 to 2, and apply it in your life in the name of Jesus. Join us this evening for the seventh day of the conference, which is the Gathering of the Eagles, and our guest speaker is Apostle Kim Arbura. Join us at 7 p.m. this evening. Hallelujah. We give God the glory for the great things he's been doing in this conference, and we tap into it in the name of Jesus. Don't let it pass you by. Tap into what God is doing. Hallelujah. We bless God for you. We love you. Have a wonderful and a blessed day. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely, his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' holy name, amen and amen. God bless you. Thank you. We love you.